Well, let's start off with the Danny McDade 15K, and Danny himself is here in studio. We were just talking about before we came on air, Danny, this goes back, we think, to around 2005, and an unusual event at the time, the distance. There were 5Ks and 10Ks, so there was a reason behind it, many people using it as preparation for longer runs.
That's right, yeah. The 10-mile used to be a popular event for 10-milers, and, you know, hardly exist anymore. We went kilometres, you know, so the equivalent would have been the 15 kilometres, and somebody in the club suggested to him, then we did 15K, so it started from there. It's just, yeah, as you say, just an unusual distance at the time, but it has taken off and it's been going, as the old saying, from strength to strength now since 2005, and our partners or sponsors at the moment are, for the last number of years, are the Station House Hotel, and we're grateful to them for continuing their generous support. And it's been a popular event, and as you know yourself, you're involved with the Couch to 5K, and, you know, it's progressed from that, you know, the Couch to 5K, and now it's 5K to the longer distances, the, like in this case, 15K, and the most of them will go on to run the half marathon, as you say, on the 18th of August, and some will have penciled in a marathon for the autumn, you know, so it's good preparation all along, you know, that you have the 5Ks and you have the 15K and the half marathon stepping up the distance, you know, so it's, we're looking forward to, you know, that's, you know.
And Brendan McDade, or Herbie, as probably more people know you as, again, you know, we spoke about this event, an undulating course, but a popular course, and you're going out, for those people who don't know, you're going out sort of the Rock Hill Road on one side, the main road back in to Letterkenny, the Glenties Road, so it's a bit of a licorice all sorts.
It is. It's a course that, especially for clubs in around Letterkenny and groups, training groups around Letterkenny, they would do that as their long run on a Sunday, and indeed even for some of the other pace runs and that they would do in training. It's a circuit that is used quite often.
And a number of categories as always, and a very relaxed starting time of 11:30.
Yeah, we went with that. I think some people were looking for, maybe a bit earlier, but just allowing people that are going to travel from a little distance, just to give them time to get there and be familiar with the route and so on like that. And again, you know, we try to go with this one as good value for money, where we do give a technical T-shirt. We have three water stations, one at 5K, 10K, and then at the finish again. And then the entry fee is only €15, so we try to keep it, cost down.
Yep. And the registration at the Aura Leisure Centre?
Yeah, we actually have online registration, which can be done through the Letterkenny Athletic Club Facebook. And so at the moment, because we have sort of 300 T-shirts to give away, we're taking online entry to guarantee that. And then we will be taking entries on the morning of the event as well.
And as we've said here, it ties in nicely with the Donegal Half Marathon, which is taking place on the 18th of August. And many people will be doing the half marathon for the first time, and your training schedule is important. It's a matter of stepping up, so this is why it's a perfect fit in the calendar.
It is, and that's why we designed it even all those years ago. We're looking around, our club members were looking around for this sort of distance so they could build up to a half marathon and eventually get on to do the likes of Dublin Marathon. So it's ideal now that they can do 15K and surround the similar course that the half marathon will be run. To then do the half marathon, and as Danny says earlier, if they are targeting a marathon in October, November time, it's ideal preparation for that.
So Danny, the Donegal Half Marathon and Team Challenge on August the 18th, based in Letterkenny. When you were out doing your marathon training many years ago, there wasn't too many other marathon trainers on the road, but now you can go out on a Sunday morning and there's quite a few people out there.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, you know, the New Mills Road is usually, you know, a lot of people there on Sunday mornings and Saturday mornings, you know, where they get their long run at the weekend, you know, which it's you know, there's a lot of people you know, aiming for Mars, and it's like, you know, they have such a variety now, whether you have, you know, you have 5Ks, 10Ks, you know, now the 15 half marathon, you know, they have a choice, and you know, and they have a choice of, you know, the 5Ks as well to get the speed up, you know. So, you know, yeah, you know, everybody looking for personal best, and that is, you know, it's all good, far as I can see, you know.
And Herbie, the half marathons have become one of the most popular events, and it's a natural progression, 5K, 10K, 15K, 10 miler, and then the half. And a lot of people, you know, it might take them 1 or 2 years to get to that, but we can see the increase in numbers.
We can indeed, I think. Well, so many Couch to 5K groups, you know, in recent years, as you say, it is even a good thing that they have taken time to build up to the sort of distance of 15K or half marathon, and it has now become one of the more popular distances. I suppose in reason you can actually do a half marathon and still continue doing your 5Ks and so on before and after. Mm. Whereas the likes of a marathon, you know, it's much more preparation and it takes a little longer to recover.
And tell us a little bit about the team challenge that you've incorporated into this year's half marathon. This is a good idea.
Yeah, again, we were trying to cater for those people that are doing Couch to 5K. And we're all, you know, looking to be involved in the likes of the Donegal Half Marathon. So we introduce a team of three. Each competitor does 7K each, which adds up to the overall distance of the 21K. So it means they can be part of the event and then look forward to maybe doing the full half marathon in future years to come.
And for those people who want to register again, you can do so now online.
You can indeed. It's on the Donegal Half Marathon website. You can do your entry online, and again, that'll guarantee your T-shirt and finisher's medal. We also have goodie bags that give out, and the marathon or the half marathon this year is sponsored by Kiernan Spar, who, you know, supply the goodie bags and all the prizes and that involved with it.
Yep. And Danny, you know, it's great to see the half marathon. You staged it with Aura at the base the last few years, and people coming from far and near.
Yeah, it's very popular. You know, like the late Desi Larkin that was that introduced it, you know, at the start, you know, and we will be honouring Desi in some way of the year. You know, it's not about the competition anymore, you know. These races, they're a social event where groups that have been training together all year, where they can come out and they all run and support each other, and they're there at the finish to support the bike markers, you know. So it's really, you know, about social day for groups and for clubs as well.
And Herbie, nice to see that, you know, and I'm sure you encourage it as well to get the general public to come out, because it's important for those people taking part to get a little bit of moral support.
It is indeed. And again, with that, we have a kids race, a 1K kids race on the Donegal Half Marathon, again, to get that family feel. And Aura is an ideal location where the finish is on the track, so people can come in, relax, have a cup of tea, and then meet their people that are running, and have a little chat and room to socialise afterwards.
And just rounding things off, Danny, the Danny McDade 15K in association with the Station House Hotel, Sunday the 21st of July, start time at 11:30. The entry fee is €15. And I think it's fair to say many of the people who've done it have come back year after year, which is a testimony to all involved.
You know, yeah, of course, yeah, I since the Danny did 15K, I'd be there personally to meet them myself, you know, so that's good, you know. But, you know, we're looking forward to it. And we have a brand new T-shirt the year, again, a different type of T-shirt. So if you want your another T-shirt, you know, it's a beautiful T-shirt. And, you know, you get a cup of tea. And like I say, it's a social event as well.
And Herbie, the Donegal Half Marathon, maybe, you know, there's people who haven't committed themselves yet, but we've still got, 5 weeks to go, so there's still time for people to step up.
There is. Again, the 15K now would be, you know, a good marker for them. It would give them an indication of their pace and how their training is going for the half marathon. And it tends to be the way that people will hold off a little longer just to be sure that they're on tune for the distance. But again, like that, we would encourage people to enter online. it helps with administration and helps us to cater for the numbers that are coming.
And longer term, I mean, there's still hope that we'll see a full marathon back.
Yeah, we've discussed that, all right, and we're sort of toying with the idea that we might have it every so many years. So we're going.
So one of the issues is there are so many races on these days, aren't there?
At that time of year, there's marathons all over the place as well. Yeah. You know, and most people, you know, like they targeted a marathon later in the autumn. You know, maybe so. You know, it's difficult. You know, and like we talked earlier on as well about the terrain and the courses. You know, where it's very hard to get a reasonably flat course. You know, and that's what people are looking for when they run a marathon. They want to run on a flat course where they get a fast time. You know, and we find it difficult and providing that in rural Letterkenny.
But overall, and we've got the Grand Prix series, of course, as well, Herbie. I mean, it's great participation is really what it's about, and encouraging people to get involved in this healthy pastime and sport.
Of course, and again, we're delighted with the support we get from Brian McCormick, Sports and Leisure, and the Grand Prix circuit. And numbers have actually been up this year in races, which with the increase in the number of races also. So it's great to see people out. I mean, if you take this week, we had over 200 in Lifford 5K, and we last night in Rathmullen, we had another 200 odds. And now on Sunday with the marathon and half marathon in Killybegs, you know, there's over 600 in that. Yeah. You know, so that's over 1,000 people this week competing in athletics.
And the races just keep coming thick and fast. I think Churchill is next
Friday
as
for
well.
Churchill, which is a popular one. They've changed the course on that, and now is a very fast course. So it's one now that's on people's radar.
So busy times for all involved. Herbie McDade, Jenny McDade, thanks for coming into studio, and we wish you the very best of luck with both those events.